麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位听众朋友，欢迎你收听今日嘅天路导向。
We are so glad that you have joined us for this program.
我哋好开心你今日能够收听我哋嘅节目啊。
Today, we are on our last message in the series on the 15 secrets for positive living from 2 Corinthians.
今日我哋要讲嘅系哥林多后书里面15个积极生活嘅秘诀里头最后嘅一篇信息。
We hope that you have learned much about the power of positive living in this series.
我哋盼望通过呢一系列嘅信息，系让到你对积极生活嘅能力有深入嘅学习。
And if you have a Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 14.
如果你有圣经嘅话，请你翻开到哥林多后书嘅13章1到14节。
In this scripture passage,We will learn about the tests and trials that we face in life.
在这段经文里面，我们要探讨的就是人生会遇到的试炼和考验。
Do you remember the teachers in school who gave surprise tests?
不知道你还记不记得在学校里头老师呢突如其来的突击测验呢？
They tried to determine which students were always prepared and which one was not.
他们整天都想测试下究竟哪些学生是准备好的，有哪些学生不是随时准备好的。
The Apostle Paul did not give a surprise test.
使徒保罗是没有做突击测验的。
He reviewed his material again and again in his letter to the Corinthians, but then at the end of the letter, Paul says, it is testing time.
在写给哥林多教会的这封信里头，保罗反复地温习他教过的内容，然后在最后总结的时候，保罗说考试时间到。
If you ask most students whether they like exams or not, they would say no.
当你去问下学生，甚至你问下自己都得，你喜不喜欢考试？我想大部分的人，甚至是学生或者是自己，都会说不喜
欢。But tests...help students learn their strength and their weaknesses.
但是考试是可以帮助学生了解自己的强项和弱点。
And just as students must face tests, so do we in our spiritual life.
而我们和学生一样，我们都要面对考试，看看我们的属灵生命究竟是怎样。
These spiritual tests are self-administered.
其实这些属灵考试呢，是谁监考呢？是自己监考的。
The spiritual tests are for your benefit.
这些属灵的考试是对自己好的。
These spiritual tests have great consequences.
这些属灵的考试是有重大的后果的。
These spiritual tests can determine your eternal future.
这些属灵的考试是可以决定你永恒的未来的。
And we must be prepared for these spiritual tests.
我们必须去预备那些属灵的考试，我们要下功夫去准备。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, Paul said,
在哥林多后书13章第五节，保罗这样说，
Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves.
你们要考验自己，省察自己，看看你们是不是过着一些信心的生活。
The Corinthians have made the same mistake that others make today.
哥林多人其实同今日好多人一样，是犯咗同样嘅错误。
They decided to soften the message of the truth and lower their standards.
佢哋决定要软化真理嘅道，并且降低标准。
The Corinthians were not holding people accountable for their actions.
哥林多教会并冇要求人哋要对自己嘅行为负责啊。
Why?
点解呢？
Because some people did not want to accept Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven.
因为有些人不愿意接受耶稣基督是上天堂的唯一途径。
And the Corinthians did not want to offend anybody with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
哥林多教会则不想因为耶稣基督的福音的缘故去得罪其他人。
The Corinthians placed more importance on people feeling comfortable than the truth.
哥林多教会是重视人的感受过于重视真理。
And so they weakened their message of the truth.
所以他们呢是将自己真理的信息的力量是减弱了。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在哪里呢？
Accommodating others in their false beliefs will only lead to an eternal disaster.
在信仰上面去妥协去让步，其实只会带来永恒的灾祸。
And Paul is saying, examine yourself to see if your salvation is genuine.
保罗是说，你要自己去省察，看看你自己的救恩所得到的救恩是不是真的。
Test yourself to see if you are dwelling in the truth.
你要试验一下，你究竟系咪活喺真理里面
？God will not change His rules for you.
上帝唔会为咗你一个人去改变佢嘅法则噶。
You must live by God's rules, not your own.
所以你系要按照上帝嘅法则去生活，唔可以偏行自己嘅道路。
So, is it only non-believers who should examine themselves?
咁你会问啦。是不是只有未信耶稣基督的人才需要自我省察呢
？No，
不是的。
Every person should examine their spiritual health often。
每一个人都应该时时去检视自己灵性的健康状态。
In the Old Testament, even King David cried to the Lord。
在旧约圣经里面，连大卫王都向上帝去呼求话。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting.
上帝啊，求你去监察我，知道我的心是想着什么。试炼我，知道我的脑是想着什么。看看我里面有没有一些恶行，求你引导我走永生的道路。
Every one of us should examine themselves on a regular basis.
其实我们每一个人都需要定期去自我省察的。
Ignoring our spiritual tests is arrogance.
我们如果忽视了属灵的检验，就是骄傲自大了。
Ignoring our spiritual tests is not appreciating God's salvation.
我们如果忽视了属灵的检验，就是不珍惜上帝所赐的救恩。
The great news is that everyone who tests themselves spiritually will succeed.
让我告诉你一个好消息，就是凡是愿意做自我属灵考试的人都会合格的。
How can that be?
为什么会这样呢?
Well, if I test myself and I discover that I am in the faith,
就是这样的。如果我省察自己，就发现自己原来一直都信靠上帝的。
Then I will rejoice and give thanks to God for my salvation.
这样我将会为了我得到的救恩而欢欣雀跃，满心感谢上帝。
If I test myself and discover that I am not in the faith,
如果我省察自己，跟着就发现自己没有信靠上帝的话，
I know God has promised to receive me if I seek his forgiveness.
我就知道上帝应许过，只要我愿意去寻求他的赦免，他就一定会接纳我的。
Therefore, the only way to fail the spiritual test is when a person discovers that he is not in the faith and still rejects God.
因此，除非一个人发觉自己又冇信仰，又坚持拒绝上帝嘅话，佢嘅属灵测试先至会肥佬嘅啫。
When Paul told the Corinthians to test themselves, he was confident of their answers.
当保罗叫哥林多人去考验自己的时候，保罗就对哥林多人将要提出的答案是很有信心的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, Paul said,
在哥林多后书13章第五节，保罗这样说，
Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you?Unless you fail the test.
你们如果经得起考验的话，你就应该知道耶稣基督是在你们的生命当中，你们的心里头。
Paul is saying that Jesus Christ dwells in the heart of everyone who receives him as their only Savior.
保罗的意思是说，凡是接受耶稣基督为他们唯一的救主的人，耶稣都会住在他们心里头。
Some of you might be asking, but what is the proof that Christ dwells in me?
有些人可能会问，喂，究竟怎样证明耶稣基督住在我里面呢？
How can I know that I am eternally saved from hell?
我怎知我得救有永生，不用落地狱啊？
How can I be absolutely certain that when I die, I will go to heaven?
我怎才可以百分百确定死了之后会上天堂啊？
The short answer is a transformed life.
个短的答案呢，就是一个改变的生命。
And a life that has changed for Christ will affect others.
一个被改变为基督而活的生命，就一定会对其他人产生影响。
And of course, I'm talking to believers right now.
嗱，当然我而家讲嘅呢，就系对信咗耶稣嘅基督徒讲嘅。
But others of you might be asking, how do I take this exam?
如果其他人亦都问我点样参加呢个考试呢
？How do I test myself spiritually to know if I am in the faith or not?
我怎样测试自己的灵性，怎样才知道自己是不是信靠真神呢？
Would I pass the spiritual test if I professed faith in Jesus Christ many years ago?
如果我很多年前讲过自己信耶稣之后，我今天可不可以通过这个属灵的考试呢？
Not necessarily.
未必的。
Others may ask, would I pass the spiritual test if I have prayed to God for forgiveness?
又有人问，我曾经祈求过上帝的赦免，咁样我系咪就可以通过属灵嘅考试呢？
Not necessarily.
未必噶。
Would I pass the spiritual test if I have been baptized?
我受洗咗系咪代表我可以通过属灵嘅测试呢？
Not necessarily.
未必噶。
Would I pass the test if I go to church?
我翻教会，咁我可唔可以通过考试呢？
Not necessarily.
未必噶。
Would I pass the spiritual test if I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
我相信耶稣基督系上帝嘅儿子，咁样，我系咪可以通过呢个属灵考试呢？
Not necessarily.
都未必噶。
These are wonderful ways for believers to live their lives.
这些都是基督徒的美好的生活方式。
But these things might not necessarily be authentic signs of being truly in the faith.
但是却未必是你真实信仰的证明。
The Bible says that even demons believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
圣经说魔鬼都相信耶稣是上帝的儿子。
Demons may have the knowledge, but they do not follow Christ.
魔鬼都有呢啲知识，但系佢唔跟随基督，就系圣经上面写就话魔鬼也信，却是战惊啊。
Let me give you four questions by which you can examine yourself spiritually.
嗱，我而家想为你提出四个问题，你可以自己去考一下自己嘅属灵嘅状态。
Use these questions to test yourself to see if you're in the faith.
用呢啲问题呢，你可以测试一下自己系咪真正咁样信靠上帝。咁喺度呢，希望你预备一支笔啦，同埋一张纸呢，你可以写低呢啲问题，时常去反省，并且时常去问下自己呢条问题。咁喺你预备纸同笔嘅时候呢，我哋送上一首歌俾你。呢首歌系 Blessed Assurance， 因为耶稣基督已经应许俾赐福俾你。你唔需要担心，你只需要依靠佢，信靠佢。
Question number one.
第一条问题,
are you eager to confess your sins or do you want to explain them away?
你有没有很赶急心中那种迫切感想去认罪，还是你根本就找理由去解释推脱你的罪责呢?
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, blessed are those who mourn over their sin, for they shall be comforted.
耶稣在马太福音第五章那里说，为到罪而悲哀的人是有福，因为他们必得着安慰。Question
number two.
第二条问题,
do you hunger for righteousness?
你渴不渴慕公义呢?
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus tells us that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are the truly redeemed.
马太福音第五章那里，耶稣话俾我哋听，饥渴去渴慕嗰种嘅义嘅人，就系真正得救嘅人。Now
seeking after righteousness does not mean that you'll never fail.
一个追求公义嘅人，唔代表你绝对唔会犯错噶噃。But
you must hunger for righteousness all the time, no matter what your circumstances.
但系无论你嘅处境系点都好，你都要必须。 随时随地追求公义。Question
number three.
第三条问题,
do you submit to the authority of the word of God?
你是不是愿意顺从上帝话语的权威呢?
The people who fail the spiritual test try to explain away their rebellion against the word of God.
在灵性测试里头考试不合格的人，总是在违背上帝的话语之后，找借口去推脱责任。
Jesus told us that we must obey his word even when the way is difficult.
耶稣告诉我们，就算我们身处困境都好，都一定要顺服上帝的话语。In
John chapter 8 verse 31, Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciple indeed.
在约翰福音8章31节那里，耶稣说，你们如果时常去遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒了。
Question number four.
第四条问题,
Do you genuinely love God and others?
你是不是真诚地爱上帝爱人呢？
1 John chapter 5 verse 2 tells us that the proof of our genuine faith is our love for the Lord.
在约翰一书五章二节那里告诉我们，真实信仰的证明就是我们对主的爱。
1 John chapter 3 verse 14 says, loving other believers is a clear indication that we have passed from death to life.
约翰一书三章十四节就说，我们去爱其他的基督徒的时候，就是证明我们已经出死入生，一个最清晰的指标。
And this is the most important exam you'll ever take.
这个就是你人生当中最重要的考试。
This exam will determine where you'll spend your eternity.
这个考试将会决定你永恒的归宿。
Examine yourself.
给一个考验你自己啊。
Are you in the faith?
你是不是真的信靠上帝呢？
Now, if your answer to all the four questions is yes,
如果你对以上四个问题呢，你的答案都是肯定的。
Then give thanks and praise to God for his grace.
这样你就应该感谢上帝，赞美上帝的恩典。
But if you realize that you are not in the faith, you still have hope.
但是如果今日你发现自己是没有真实地相信，你还有盼望。
Today you can begin by confessing your sins to the Lord Jesus.
今日你就即刻向主耶稣承认自己的罪，并且时常你都拎住呢四条题目去考验自己，直到自己答到四个肯定为止。
Today say to the Lord, Lord, I have tried to live a good life on the outside, but on the inside, I have not genuinely grieved over my sin.
今日你可以对上帝话，主啊，我一直都好努力喺生活里头有好嘅行为、好嘅表现，但系我嘅内心从来都冇对过我嘅罪有真诚嘅忧伤痛悔。
I have not hungered for righteousness.
我冇渴慕过公义。
I have not obeyed your word.
我冇遵行过你嘅话语。
I have not genuinely loved you and others.
我冇真正嘅爱过你，爱过其他人。
Lord, please come into my life.
主啊，求你进入我的生命。
Dwell in me today and all the days of my life.
从今以后每一日都住在我里面。
Show me how to walk in your faith.
话给我听，怎样可以行在你的信仰里面。
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed these words to God, he will answer your prayer.
如果你今日是这样向上帝祷告的话，上帝一定会应承你的。
And if you prayed this prayer, we would love to hear from you.
如果你做了这样的祷告的话，也都很希望你能够写信来到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，告诉我们，或者电邮给我们，甚至上到去良友电台的网站 www.liangyou.net， 等我们知道你的情况。咁喺度送上一首歌俾你，呢首歌就係叫做《赤子之心》，希望你亦都能够重拾赤子之心，可以时常追求上帝嘅救恩。咁喺度送上俾你呢首歌。
赤子之心，多真挚动人，学会笑得真，走过也迷人，是赤子之心。我与主爱拉近，
全爱责任，
你爱责任，
传达爱心，
爱主的心，关心过路人，学会爱得真，珍惜眼前人，是爱主的心，把我与天国拉近，祈求让我找到方向，继续觅寻
人生。纵使荆棘满途，也经崎岖苦困。
主的爱从未变更，这般吸引。全因救主恩典大能，踢走空虚黑暗。
充满兴奋。赤子之心，天真快乐人有会杀几针，懂得作梦人令我更开心。今天与天国拉近。
今日我哋嘅节目已经去到尾声啦，我哋呢一辑嘅要得到积极生活十五个秘诀已经到达尾声啦。咁各位听众朋友咧，希望你真系掌握到呢十五个秘诀。咁喺度真系愿上帝赐福俾你。我哋下次节目我哋会有一个新嘅系列，嗰、那个时候万峰同埋黑牧师将会同你再次相会。愿上帝赐福俾你，再见。